Welcome back to the Weekend Hour with Pat Williams on FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO. Now, here's your host, Pat Williams.
Jeffrey Hazlett with us. Oh, Jeffrey, I wish we could cover all 34 of these, but we can't. But here's one I want you to talk about. Just because you killed a cow doesn't mean you're going to eat steak for dinner. There's lots of messy work to do, and none of it is easy.
You know, and this in my book, Running the Gauntlet, this is probably one of the goriest things I've ever told, and people refer to it, but they like it because it really explains, like a lot of people you've heard, like legislation is like watching sausage being made and not a very pretty sight in itself. Same thing holds true here, that the stuff to get to the point of where you need it to be is going to be messy sometimes. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be perfect because you don't know how to do it. And you're going to muddle your way through it, or it's just bad stuff that you just got to get through. And cleaning up is usually a big part of that. You know, and so when I make this analogy, I actually describe what it takes to cut up a steer in order to get it to the table. And it takes a lot of intricate steps with a lot of, you know, great knowledge. And so, and sometimes you have it and sometimes you don't. And I wanted to use the analogy that that's just the way it is. Change is not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be pretty. And when you want to get the final product up there, the first couple of times you're doing it, it's going to be really gory and really messy. But you're going to get better and better at it, and you're going to get better at the processes, better at the delivery, better at understanding, better at knowing which cuts of meat you like better, you know, most, and so forth and so on. So that's the way it is for a lot of things for us in business. And again, running the gauntlet helps, you know, deliver that for you in terms of providing you a couple of ways to think about it as a business leader.
Cover this one for me, Jeffrey. Battle is the most magnificent competition in which a human being can indulge. It brings out all that is best. It removes all that is base.
Well, you know, I was with a company in Canada yesterday talking to them about their marketing, fairly big company, and they said, Jeff, what should we do? I said, let's go find an enemy. And they, you know, because they, you know, that's where, you know, gladiators or competition, the best that comes out is through a great competitor. And when you've got a great competitor, you're going to do your best stuff. And that's what I said by let's go out and pick a fight. And that's what this whole chapter, this portion of the book means, is what can we do, you know, to find the best in us? And usually the best fight or competition brings out the best in people.
And then I want you to talk about fail big. If you're going to fail with an idea, do it big and then learn to take responsibility for what comes next.
Bringing out some of the best ones of the whole book. I love this.
And yes.
I'm a big guy. I'm 6'3", 280 pounds, you know, big strapping cowboy from South Dakota. I like, you know, and I'm loud, obnoxious. I get that. And some of your listeners are going to like me and some aren't. And yeah, get over it, you know. My belief is, you know, if you're going to fail, fail big. I mean, go for it. Swing for it. You know, the best baseball home run hitters were also the guys that hit there that struck out the most as well. But yet we remember the successes. And so if you're going to fail, fail big. I mean, once again, no one's going to die. And even if it's public, get over it. Most of the guys that have fallen recently have come back and got their own TV shows and everything else. I mean, this, you know, people are really forgiving from that perspective. And if you're doing it for the right reasons and you're trying your hardest, nobody cares. You know, so what? You lost the Super Bowl. Next year you can win it, and you could be a real winner. So if you're going to fail, go for it, man. And, you know, it's like going for the, you know, a touchdown or going for a kick and tying it up. I'd much rather see a team go for the touchdown and lose than tying it up and then losing later.
Well, Jeffrey, I guess it's time to go out and field dress a cow or ride on your horse up against the fence. But, boy, thank you for taking some time with us. A fabulous book and a marvelous interview we've just had. I'm so glad we could visit.
Pat, thanks so much. As I say in my place in South Dakota, although I'm sitting in New York City right now, let's just saddle up and ride. And I appreciate the chance to run the gauntlet with you.
Jeffrey Hazlett, Running the Gauntlet, the name of the book. We're back next week at this same time on the Pat Williams Weekend Hour News Talk WDBO. Have a great week ahead.